So I'm Mark Silber. I'm an author in Carmel, California, and I'm going to be talking to you about a very important subject. But before that, I want to let you know that the show is brought to you by our good friends at Bay Photo Lab. I love these guys, and I recently got a bunch of prints made that are now for sale in our town, Carmel, California, downtown. There's a plaza, Carmel Plaza, a big store there, and I am selling my work, and my wife, Jan, is also selling her jewelry there. So if you guys happen to be in Carmel, stop by there. So let's see what they've got on special here. 25% off on albums. Those are books, basically. You know how I tell you guys that you should create books? Well, 25% off. There's a code here. You guys should make a book. I'm not kidding. Canvas wraps. I've got one of those. Those are pretty cool. Also 25% off. And as always, 25% off on your first order. So after the show, not now, but after the show, head over to Bay Photo Lab and get your order in there. Okay. I want to remind you guys that you should subscribe and enable the bell. Consider doing that right now. Even if you haven't heard what I have to say, you're going to want to hear everything else. So it's a good idea. All right. Let's talk about, like I said, the most important part of the whole process of what you're doing isn't your gear. It's not even like how you edit your work. The most important part is your own creativity. Now, what gets in the way of creativity? First of all, let me just tell you this. This is a subject I've been studying. I'm not going to tell you how long, but decades, many, many decades. And I've conducted well over 1,000 hours of interviews with some very talented and creative people. Most of them are photographers, but not all of them. I've talked to people like Nancy Cartwright, who is the voice of Bart Simpson and numerous other voices. I've talked to people like David Campbell, who has produced or actually created his own 480 gold and platinum albums. His son is Beck. You've probably heard of him. Mark Isham, very well known, does Hollywood scores on all sorts of movies. Very, very talented people. Chris McCaskill is the founder of Smug Mug. I mean, I could go on and on. Chris Burkhart, incredible photographer. I've talked to all these people and spent the last, let's call it a decade, sifting this all down. Like, what is the creative process? How does this all come to be? I love to figure things out. I really do. I like to figure out systems. And I wrote this book. Now, how this all has come about recently, why are we talking about this book now? Because it's going through a new printing, and in the process of printing it, I changed the title. We changed the title to be much more meaningful. In the process of doing that, I actually discovered a lot of things that I already knew, but I refined them, and that's what I'm going to talk to you guys about. So the book is now called, I'm actually not going to tell you because that's kind of taken away my punchline. What do you think? If you want to put this in the chat, that's fine. But I want you to think about this while I'm talking to you right now. What do you think is one of the biggest barriers to your creativity? What gets in the way more than anything else? I'll give you guys a second to think about that. Is it that you don't have something? You're missing a component? You need to learn something? Could be. But the very, very biggest point, obstacle that stands in your way, that's an unseen force pushing against you. Is that real to you, that there's something that just pushes you away from your highest creativity, your highest level of creativity? It's real to me. I have to deal with this every day. I feel like I'm wrestling a gorilla. An 800-pound gorilla that's interfering with my creative process. And I know that. And there's a lot that I do to counteract that in my own life. But there is an 800-pound gorilla that's pushing back, that's dampening our creative skills and our ability. Well, somebody's got it pretty close here. Pinkadink, you got it pretty close. But here's the deal. That thing that is the enemy of creativity. Now, there's a great author named Seth Godin, and he wrote, "The enemy of creativity is fear." Fear. Fear pushes you down. It pushes you away. It makes you, it can actually stifle you from even starting. Have you ever stood like you're ready to jump off into a lake and you're on a ledge or something? And you just stand there kind of paralyzed, going, I hope there's no weird rock or branch or something like that. If you saw the movie Coda, the great scene, oh, that's a fantastic movie, by the way. I highly recommend it. I mean, it won the best picture. I knew it was the best picture when I saw it. But there's a scene of them jumping off a granite quarry, I think. And, you know, it's just amazing what fear will do to you. Because fear will paralyze you and it'll cause you to go in the wrong direction. When you should be moving forward, it'll tell you to go back. That's the problem with fear. And it mostly isn't out there. It's what's going on in here between your ears where the fear really gets gnarly. So yes, there's many flavors of fear, but fear is the enemy of creativity. Fear of rejection, absolutely. Pinkadink nailed that. Fear of rejection. Now, why do we have that fear? Because there are also, and I'm going to tell you, this is the way it is. It's in my book here. There are vampires out there lurking around in the shadows that do nothing but suck life out of other people. We call them trolls on the internet. It's the same thing of a troll or a vampire. And they're there. I guarantee you, as soon as you start putting your work out, you're going to have the vampires and the trolls showing up. I mean, maybe I'll get some comments here on this video. It's going to happen. Rather than thinking, oh, I hope nobody criticizes my work, you might as well know that it's going to happen. Turns out there's a small percentage, about 20%, of the people out there tend to be in this vampire category. Not a good thing. You walk down the street and you pass 10 people, two of them might be vampires to some degree or another. I mean, there's like everything in life, there's degrees. Some can be really gnarly and really nasty, and some can be kind of, all right. But nonetheless, they generate fear because you don't want to run into that. I don't like it. I've been doing this a long time, but I don't like this kind of gnarly vampire-ish criticism. What's really weird about it is you read like a review, a really funky review, and I've read them, and they've misconstrued what I even said. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, you didn't even read what I said, right? If you read what I said, you would have seen that I didn't say that. So the part of this characteristic of vampirism is they don't really pay very close attention to the real world, right? All you have to do is get hit by some of this criticism and you'll know what I'm talking about. There's like skimming a couple of things and taking it out of context, which is a favorite tool, and then throwing it back out at you. I didn't say that. And then you'd find yourself defending something that you didn't even say, which you shouldn't do, by the way. Move on. Do not even engage with these guys, because the more you engage, the more you're just sucked down into their world, and you don't want to go there. That's not what you want. But that's probably one of the major fears, yes, is putting your work out to the world. Is it going to be shot down? Is it going to be criticized? Am I good enough? I'm probably not good enough. Why am I even doing this? All that yickety yak that can go on inside your own head is what messes with your creativity. It really, really does. I'm not as good as those guys. Why am I putting it out here? Blah, 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 blah. You know, why don't I just take the safe course and just leave this stuff on my computer? I don't have to share it with the rest of the world. But you're never going to feel the kind of satisfaction that comes with putting your work out to the world. And the bigger the project, the more you share, the more vulnerable you are. It's unfortunately part of the process and part of the game. Like, but every game has something like this built in. If you're going to play a sport, you got to be able to lose and know that you can be up against a better team. You also have to be up against critics of you. And a lot of times you're your worst critic. I, as a surfer, for instance, never got criticized by anybody else as much as I criticized my own surfing. I go, oh man, I could have done better. You know, you get to a certain level with a sport where it becomes more about form than can you do it. You just want to have your form down. You want to be elegant in it. You know, if you mess up your form, it's kind of like a negative score for yourself. I haven't competed surfing as a pro or in contests. It's really against myself. But at least I know that. Okay. I go, okay. I would rate my waves on a 1 to 10 scale. Give myself, okay, that was pretty good. That's a 9 or 10 or whatever. Ooh, that was not so good. It was a 2. And it's okay. That's fun. It's kind of a knowing kind of rating system and it's okay. But I'm talking about you as a creative person getting your work out to the world. Now, I'm going to give you some advice from my book, and I'm going to tell you the new title. Jared helped with this research, and it was really valuable because when I could see kind of the message that was resonating, it really helped me come up with a title. So thank you, Jared. It's really helpful. So this book is now being titled as Overcoming Fear to Unleash Your Creativity. Overcoming Fear to Unleash Your Creativity. There's a little subtitle to that also. Overcoming Fear and Opposing Forces. Because sometimes we don't even know what those opposing forces are. But you should be aware that they're there. But fear is the biggest one, so that's the one I'm really emphasizing. Now, my purpose. Why do I do all this stuff? Why do I spend my time putting out YouTube videos and putting reels up on Instagram, which you guys should. Some of you guys are not on Facebook or Instagram, I get it. But if you are, you should be following me because I'm putting out a lot of stuff. And this content is all pretty much geared around what I'm talking to you about right now. And you may need to see it many times before it sinks in. That's another thing I've learned as an educator. You have to say stuff over and over and over again. I know that as a student. I will study something. I'll go, I've studied this 10 times, but it finally makes sense to me. It hit home. I didn't really see it the way it was being talked about, but now I get it. So that's something you should know about education. It is a repetitive process. You need to be able to repeat and for yourself, take it in and look at it like, how can this really apply to me? Not some imaginary thing or some surface level of understanding, but dig deep. Go deep. I'm serious. I'm not kidding. Go really deep because that's how you're going to move yourself from one level of creativity to a much higher level. My purpose is to help you overcome fear and other opposing forces to unleash your creativity. Unleash it. I really believe you can do that. And I'm a kind of a walking example of that. Have I fully unleashed my creativity? Absolutely not. When I look at, I start putting myself on, this isn't negative stuff, but I think of, you know, Leonardo da Vinci or any of these, Picasso, or just name a fantastic artist who's just put a ton of amazing work out there. I go, I know how far I have to go. I'm nowhere near that, but I'm working towards it. And I can do that without shooting myself down. It's like I can motivate myself to move forward. Very different than using it as a way to stop. It's actually using it as a way to go, to move forward. Okay. So I'm here to help you overcome fear and other opposing forces to unleash your creativity. Allow me to do that, would you? I'm continuing the discussion that I started in the previous video, and you guys should watch that, but you don't have to because I'm going to tell you what where we're going here. We're talking about the subject of creativity and what gets in your way as a creative. What's the biggest, absolutely the biggest barrier to creativity is fear. Fear comes in many flavors, many, many different flavors. There can be a physical fear like, I'm going to go surfing and the waves are really huge. Well, that's kind of a good thing that I have a little bit of fear about that. Because now I'm going to either not go and get myself racked up, or I'm going to really prepare myself properly. Speaking in front of a large group, I actually have noticed like when I don't have fear, a little bit of stage fright. Just, I mean, I'm not talking about being paralyzed, but a little bit of that actually can help you do a better job. I've gone up against an audience or with an audience where I'm feeling very complacent and I'm not on my game. But I'm not talking about that kind of fear. I'm talking about the kind of fear that can shut you down. And what are the flavors of fear that can get in your way? Well, we have some obvious ones. Fear of failure is probably your biggest one, you know, and that can prevent you from even starting. Fear of being rejected or criticized, huge ones. But what I'm here to talk to you guys about, and that's why this is really a part two to what I was discussing in my previous video. My purpose is to help you overcome fear and other opposing forces to unleash your creativity. Now, here's a strategy I'm going to give you. So fear is a really formidable enemy. And when you're up against a really big enemy, it's a good idea to take some advice. There's a really interesting book that I highly recommend for lots of different reasons called The Art of War, written by Sun Tzu millennia ago when he was teaching some warriors basically how to represent this emperor. And it's full of really interesting and important data. But one of the things he said is the supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting. Back up a little bit. The quote that I'm framing this around is the enemy of creativity is fear. That's from Seth Godin, fantastic author. The enemy of creativity is fear. It keeps you from operating at your best level. It keeps you from even getting out there and doing what you should be doing as a creative person. And it can completely send you off in the wrong direction. That's what fear does. I used to go on mountaineering. I was a mountaineering instructor. And one of the things I had to overcome for myself and certainly with my students is fear. Now, that's a really real fear. You could fall and hurt yourself or die. And you have to kind of learn that if you have the skills, if you have the tools, you can overcome that fear. Doesn't mean you're going to not ever have fear again. In fact, that's pretty unreal. But if you're armed with the tools, you can overcome it. And this is very similar to how we approach this with creativity. So think about this. If fear is the enemy, and Sun Tzu said the supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting. We don't want to fight fear. We want to subdue it. How do we do that? Step by step, when you learn the creative process, you learn the tools of creativity. And that's something I've decoded over the last, for sure the last 10 years, but really I've been working on it for probably 50 years. I'm not kidding. What is the creative process? What are the steps to the creative process? And how can you get better at each one? Because the better armed you are with those tools, the less fear is going to shake you. And that includes, by the way, your own handling of your audience. Because in that audience, you know, subjects, various studies have been done. 20%, unfortunately, of our fellow human race tends to be on the vampire side of the ledger. Not productive people, destructive people. You walk down the street, you pass 10 people, two of them are not going to be people you want to be friends with. Well, that leaves 8 people that you can. That's not bad. Thank goodness the reverse isn't true. That would be a really bad culture to be living in. So by learning the tools of creativity, you can actually depower fear. Right? Think about it. The more you know, the less you are paralyzed by this subject called fear. And what I'm here to do is to give you guys those tools. That's all I really ever talk about, one way or another. Even when I'm interviewing other photographers, the reason I've done that is because I know they have the talent and the tools and the technique to pass along to you. Give you know, any one of these guys a look and you'll see what I'm talking about. Bob Holmes. And he tells his story from going from being an architect in London to deciding to be a professional photographer. And he said his amateur work wasn't all that good. He was able to overcome any fear by walking into the editor of the National Geographic's office, talk about huevos, and presenting himself and saying, I want to go out on an assignment for you. And he was hired because the editor said, if you can get into my office, you can get out there and get the story and the photographs that I need. I can tell you hundreds of stories where I've done kind of the same thing. Here's a good one. I had a big project that I was going to do for a very large company in New York on Wall Street. Very large company. Almost synonymous with Wall Street. And I had taken the project and gone back and forth with them. And if you have been in a professional capacity where you're, you know, you're sending emails, you're setting up calls, and then one day they just stop responding to you, you know what that feels like? And they're just dropping me. They don't want to talk about this anymore. It's a horrible feeling because you've probably really invested a lot of energy up to that point. And I had. Well, I was on Wall Street doing a project for another big client, and I happened to be walking by the building, the headquarters of this massive client. And I thought, I'm going to try to get an appointment with this guy. He hasn't answered my emails lately. He's not answering calls. I'm a dead duck. What have I got to lose? So I walk up. Their security is enormous. They have security outside the building, which we now see a lot more with COVID. But there was a security outside before you even got to the inside security. And I went up to the security guy and I said, I'd like to have an appointment with the name of the guy. And he goes, is he expecting you? And I said, no. Well, let me try. And that's never a good sign. Let me try. So he gets his voicemail. Okay, another sign that's probably not going to go anywhere. He leaves a message. I go, okay, look, I don't want to hang around here all day. I'm going to go to the Museum of Modern Art, soak up some of this cool stuff. And I go back to my hotel room and change into my jeans and go off to the Museum of Modern Art. I'm walking down the street. It's starting to rain a little bit. And the phone rings and it's this guy. He's the VP way high up of this big company. He says, Mark, do we have an appointment? No, but I'm literally in your neighborhood. I just thought it would be a good idea to come by and talk. He goes, well, can you be here in 15 minutes? Sure. Now I'm back in my jeans. I got to go rushing back to the hotel room, put my suit back on. I didn't have time to be afraid. I was too like hypered up. And then I've got to meet this guy in 15 minutes. So if you've ever had the experience of running inside a suit when it's already raining, it's not great, because talk about sweating and whatnot. So I made it back. I went up, you know, he came down and got me, took me through the two barriers of security, went up to his office, sat me down. He said, give me your pitch. I gave him my pitch. I wasn't prepared for this, by the way, either. I didn't have on my laptop the whole, you know, pitch deck and all that. I had to just pull it out of my head. I gave him the pitch. And he said, you know, you had me. It's like you had me at hello. You had me with your entrepreneurial spirit. What if I hadn't done that? What if I'd said, oh, I'm not prepared. I don't want to do it. I got jitters in my stomach. And fortunately, I didn't even give myself an opportunity to get jittery. I just pushed and I made it happen. And that was a multi-six-figure project, huge project. But that's what it takes, guys, to overcome the fear. Did I have fear? Of course. Was I worried about getting rejected? Of course. Who wants to get rejected? Was I willing to put myself out there and overcome that stuff? Yeah. And that's what I did. And it's the things that you didn't do, the opportunities that you missed, are going to be the ones that often stick with you the hardest. If you try and you fail, well, at least you put yourself out there. But I want you guys to think about it. You have opportunities to get your work out to the world, and you should take them, and you should look for them constantly. I'm not kidding. Jared can attest to this. I'm constantly looking for opportunities to do business with people, whether it's doing a video production or getting my book sold somewhere or writing a new book or getting my photographs sold. I'm constantly looking for ways to put my work out to the world. It's something I highly recommend for you guys. Okay. So there's my strategy. The supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting. I see, in that case, I subdued the enemy, fear, without fighting. I just pushed up so fast that it didn't have a chance to stop me. There's numerous places I could have stopped before I got to the guards and whatnot. I could, they're not going to, they're not going to listen to me. I'm not ready for this. Whatever. I'm not good enough. The project isn't good. They probably don't want me anyway. Blah, 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 blah. But, you know, that's what won the project, is that I didn't have those things. I was pushing through. And it was a fantastic, award-winning production. Okay. So here's how we're going to do this, you guys. Step by step, we're going to learn and utilize the tools of creativity in this book and in my other books that will help you overcome fear and unleash your creativity. Are you guys with me on that? Does that sound like a good idea? Stay tuned. We're going to do this some more. Meantime, I do want you guys to go to my Instagram, because I'm putting these out all the time, little reels, little bits of what I'm talking about. And it's pretty much going out on a daily basis, maybe even three times a day. We're really revving this thing up. So you need to hear this stuff over and over and over and over again. You need to hear it many times and let it sink in. So that's one way you can do that. So definitely go to Mark Silber, at Mark Silber on Instagram, and follow me. Okay. Well, that's it for today, folks. I want to remind you to subscribe and enable the bell so you don't miss any of our new shows. And as always, I love it when you guys leave your comments. I'll reply to any of them. And give me a thumbs up. Share. Sharing is what I really love. When you guys think this is important enough to share with your friends, that's a big compliment, but it's also important. I know what I'm talking about here. This is not surface level drivel. This is deep stuff that can make a big difference, not just in your photography, but in your entire life. When you move your life up to a higher level of creativity, you just feel better. Okay. And it's not about pretending that these barriers don't exist. It's learning how to deal with them correctly. And that's what I'm here to show you. Okay. Well, that's it, you guys. Thank you again. Last but not least, and you can say this with me, remember to get out and capture your own images of life. See you guys soon.